This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So I'm driving in. I'm thinking about Sam Rosen and the stuff we talked about yesterday. And how this season, this Rangers season, is a mess for him, even though they end up not getting eliminated by the Islanders last night and somehow score 9 goals at 9-2 when they're on the life support here. But they're done, and he's not going to go to the playoffs. It's going to be a miracle if they make it to the playoffs. So I was thinking about all the guys that have come through here currently doing play-by-play. As we said goodbye to John Sterling last year, we're saying goodbye to Sam Rosen this year. And I, there's so many great New York play-by-play guys that have come through and are still doing it. So I was trying to rank them in my head. And I'm like, you know what? Screw it. Not a lot going on. I'm doing a list today, goddammit. I'm going to go straight to Sports Talk Radio list.
All right.
We're going to do a list. We don't do a lot of lists around here. And I'm doing a freaking list. So I went to you before the show and I asked all these guys. I said, give me your top five New York play-by-play guys of your lifetime. Now, we're just doing play-by-play. So the listeners that are out there, you know, you want to say like John Davidson, you want to say Keith Hernandez, we're not doing it. We're doing play-by-play guys who call the games. So I'm going to give you mine first. All
okay,
right?
That's good. I didn't know we were doing this right out the gate, so mine's outside, but I can...
You want to go get
good.
It?
No, I'm fine. I'm good. I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
You want to go get it?
I'm good.
Did you remember it correctly?
Well, yeah, I mean, yes. Yes. I was
going to go get it.
I thought we were... No, because I have to print it. I still thought there were going to be some parameters to it, but now I see what it is. We're good.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, great. All right, here we go. My 5 and 4 are two guys, teams I don't root for, but the reason why they're on my list is because when these guys don't call these games for these teams, it doesn't sound right.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Number 5, Sam Rosen.
Okay.
And I'm not a Ranger fan, but when he's gone and someone else is going to be doing these games full time, it's not going to sound right. And then just his voice and the power play goal and everything, he's got to be there. And number 4, the last guy that we would said goodbye to from a career standpoint, John Sterling.
Sure.
I mean, no disrespect to anybody else. When John's doing a game, sounds different. When those younger guys were doing it during the season, John comes back, just his voice and everything.
Yep.
I understand.
Takes some getting used to. You're right.
I know his eyesight was going there towards the end, whatever. It's just a different experience listening to him do the game. Number 3, Mike Breen.
Mm-hmm.
I love him calling a basketball game, calling Knicks games. Obviously, he's one of the best in the business because he's doing the NBA finals. Just so smooth, so good. Just can't say enough good things about Mike Breen. Number 2, Howie Rose.
Okay.
Howie Rose. Now, I think Gary Cohen's one of the best in the game as well, but there's a difference now doing TV for as long as Gary's been doing it and Howie's been doing radio. And baseball on the radio is one of those things. You have to be the most skillful play-by-play guy to be able to do baseball on the radio. And Howie's doing it, and his calls last year were tremendous during the playoffs. And, of course, he called every game going through the playoffs where SNY is off the air. So it's got to be Howie. And then number one, I think, is just, it's an obvious one. Has to be. I was lucky enough to share a moment with this man in Green Bay with Boomer Esiason, and that is none other than Marv Albert, who is, I mean, I don't know how that doesn't make everybody's list, but number one is Marv for obvious reasons.
Well, but how much did you listen to him on the radio?
I didn't say I listened to him on the radio.
All right.
I listened to him on TV.
No, this wasn't a radio list. Just New York play-by-play.
Yeah, New York play-by-play.
Okay.
Yeah, boy, well, what poo-poo in your list, right?
Why are you poo-pooing Marv?
Well, for me, it's
Marv called Knicks game.
It's more radio to me. You know, that's the real...
Okay.
Well, that's why everybody's list is everybody's list.
And it's different.
Right. I mean, you know, Breen doing TV is Breen doing TV.
Correct.
You know?
All right, so I will tell you for me, and I actually, and I didn't realize it was just New York, so I actually had Summerall and Madden as a combination on the list. So they're off the list.
I did tell you New York. I must have not.
Yeah, no, my bad. So they're off the list. Right. And I also took it into effect when you say Lifetime. So I'll give you 1-2 for different reasons. And this goes back to when I was a kid. The soundtrack of my house growing up from the time I was probably 10 years old when he started is Sam Rosen. Like, it is, when I think back to my childhood, I've told you this before, like, my dad was a huge Rangers fan, and the Rangers were on our were on TV on in our house every single night they were on. And so I feel like I grew up listening to Sam Rosen, which now 40 years later, I'm 51 and he's, you know, heading to retirement. It's weird, it's sad, but, you know, I can't think of my childhood in sports without thinking of Sam Rosen. So he actually is number one, which sounds
crazy.
Wow. Yeah, and I know... I don't want to say there are better because I think he's the best at what he does. I know Devil fans will probably get mad at me. What about Mike Emmerich? Yeah, yes, Doc Emmerich was phenomenal. There's no doubt. But for me as a kid, hearing the voice of Sam Rosen and to hear him be as good as he is now as he was then, he's actually 1-2 for different reasons because I actually got into this business, A, because of Sam Rosen, and B, because of Bob Murphy. Murphy for me was... the sound of the Mets in the summer because they'd be on the radio and we'd be outside barbecuing or doing whatever. And when I started to think I wanted to do sports radio, more so play-by-play as a kid, it was listening to Bob Murphy. I always thought, it's so funny, I was telling my son the other day, I grew up thinking, once I heard Bob Murphy do baseball, I grew up thinking that I would call, and Sam Rosen, for a living, I wanted to call hockey and baseball games.
Wow. And you're doing basketball.
I do basketball and football, which is kind of funny. But yeah, so those for me are 1-2. And for different reasons, obviously. Marv is on the list. Has to be. And then after that, I find it very difficult to come up with 4 and 5 because if I say Breen, I got Ian. And to me, they're 1 and they're 1A. And I well, can't separate
the
two.
Hey, man, I had to make some difficult decisions. You got to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to do it.
You got, so got Howie, you got Gary.
I know, but I gave you the reason why I went with Howie over Gary.
So here's what I'm going to say now to that. I'm going to go back to, we said the Lifetime. This might sound crazy, but Kiner and McCarver.
Okay, so...
the same thing with Bob Murphy, like when they were on Sports Channel, that's who I was watching, or PIX.
So your list is, Jerry, your list is 1 Sam.
Yeah.
Your list is...
Bob Murphy 2.
2 Bob Murphy, 3 Marv, 4...
I'm going to go with the booth of Kiner and McCarver.
So that's 4 or 5.
No, because to me, they're packaged.
They all are, right,
because
all right.
They split the games. All it was right, the sound.
I'll allow it. Kiner McCarver, and then you got to give me a 5th.
I
got
to give you a 5th.
You got to give me a 5th.
Brad Sham. No.
Emmanuel Babari.
Does a nice kid. Doesn't make the list. Not yet. Yeah. Can I say Ian and Breen?
You got to pick one.
Got to pick one?
Yeah.
That's killer. We have such good announcers in this town. We really have had great announcers in this town. I mentioned Kenny Albert, Bob Schusen, Bob Papa, Carino. I'm going to go Ian.
Okay, Ian number 5.
I'll go Ian.
All right, so that list.
Nah, I bump him for Noah.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Yeah, so all right, a couple of things there, because there's guys, great names there that I don't have on my list. And this is like a personal thing.
For different
thing.
Reasons, yeah.
Yeah, for different reasons. Yeah. So one, I didn't listen to a ton of Bob Murphy because I was either watching the Mets on TV or I was at the games and I wasn't listening to the radio while I was at the games. Where I really appreciated the radio play-by-plays when I started working here.
Understood.
And when I started working here and I would do the Mets games when we had the Mets back then, I would listen to those guys all the time. So it's not, I don't think that Bob Murphy deserves to be on the list. For me personally, in my lifetime, I didn't listen to him as much as I listened to the other guys. And then Doc Emrick, who is the best.
Amazing.
There we go. Look, Tim and Ralph are great.
Yeah, see that?
I want to be on Kiner's Corner in 2002. Little Gio
That's
right there.
Cool.
Back in a Mets game in a full uniform as a child.
Yeah.
So then,
it looks like they're little rascals.
Yeah, I know. Because it was in black and white.
I know. That's why. Crazy.
And then Doc Emrick, who is the best hockey play-by-play guy there ever was. But that's not fair. I was thinner than that. They put Spanky next to me. That's not fair. You guys in there.
He does though. That photo of you looks like it's 1938.
I know. I agree.
It's grainy. Yeah. It's black and white. Right. It's funny.
Stephen Waldron getting a shot in there before he leaves at 7 o'clock today.
And they had that ready, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
I know.
That's
which,
great.
Which is incredible. And then Doc, for me, Doc Emrick was the national hockey guy. He called the finals. And I just, you know, growing up on Long Island, not like listening to or watching a ton of Devils games. I did when I was younger because I was so into it. But it was just like the Rangers, Islanders, Devils stuff. But he's the greatest there is. But for me, you know, I associate him more with the Pittsburgh Pirates than I do just about anything, because he was the biggest Pirates fan and he would go to all the games.
I didn't know that.
He used to show up at Pittsburgh all the time. So he, but that's a good list. It's a great list.
It's a different list. And like I say, it sucks that for all these years we haven't been able to get Sam on.
Yeah.
Whether it's been to talk about the NFL, because he did it for Fox, I think, for years and years and years. All the national stuff he did with the NHL, but most importantly with the Rangers. And I've tried, I think, three or four times the last couple of years. And maybe when he retires, I will be. Maybe this summer when you guys are off, I'll be able to. Love to have him come in. I think he lives in the city. That would be like a
bucket list thing for you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about a bucket list thing, but that
full
would be
circle
something
moment?
To kind of check the box.
Like, yeah.
You know what? That's really cool to get him in, because I think of that 10-year-old that used to hear him in the house every night.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think so.
All right.
Another guy I thought of was Jim Carvalhas.
Yeah.
The Knicks play-by-play guy.
Yeah.
Now it's going back
before
ways.
My time, but I know how.
He had a cool voice.
You know, loved him was Rich Ackerman. Rich Ackerman.
I believe it, sure.
Loved him. Used to talk about him all the time. All right, Eddie, let's go. Now, you have different criteria. You think it has to be radio. That's fine. Everybody's list is their list, so let's hear what you got.
All right. I'm going to go with Jim Carvalhas.
Interesting.
He just, Jerry just mentioned.
And you're going 5-1, right?
Yes, correct.
All right.
And then I'm going to go with Gary Cohen.
All right, number four. Very good.
Again, more based on the years he did on the radio.
Gotcha.
And then I'm going to go with Howie.
Number three. All right.
Both Rangers and Mets. And then, of course, John Sterling.
Okay, number two.
And Murph.
All right.
For me, wow. Again, this is very personal, what I grew up with.
Gotcha.
And for me, play-by-play on the radio is just a cut above.
And that's why Marv's not on your list.
Because I was too young to experience him on the radio.
Okay. But on TV, you did listen to Marv call games on television.
Of course.
Yeah, but just different view. All right, that's fine. I'm not gonna sit here and slam your list. Now, Al Dukes. Al Dukes is last here. We'll get CeeLo's in a little bit. Al, give me your top five.
I'll go John Sterling.
Number five.
Marv Albert.
Number four.
Howie Rose.
Number three.
Gary Cohen.
Number two.
Tim McCarver.
Wow. All right. You are the only one, Al, that put Gary over Howie in this group.
Yeah, and I don't know if that was because for me, I'd never listened to Howie on the radio.
Yeah.
And I started more watching the Gary, Keith, and Ron show.
Right. Yeah, I could totally understand that. Now, both those guys, when they were on the radio, it was 1 and 1A.
Absolutely.
It was like you couldn't pick.
Yeah.
But I just think the reason for me now I have to go Howie is just because he's still on the radio.
Oh, he's great.
He's had all these different partners.
Yep.
I mean, he's just, during the playoffs, the home run calls are essential to listen to.
I also don't like that he doesn't do the games, the whole games. I mean, what are we doing? So many times the essential call is not Howie Rose. He's sitting in the booth and not doing the call.
What is interesting, though, I think that that's the norm. John was the outlier that did all nine innings.
That is true. So most places, and I don't know, but most places have the two play-by-play guys. And they switch the innings because it's 162 games. They do as many games as they can. But like, yeah, when it was Howie and Gary, you know, they split the innings, but you would never have any drop-off. You know, it's just hard for a guy like Keith Redd. You can't, he's not going to sound like Howie at this age. And maybe when he gets to Howie's age, he'll sound as good as Howie. But you just notice the drop off now more.
Well, it's the story. It's for me, and we've talked about this before, I think, in the podcast. Like when you're doing baseball on the radio, and this is why I actually like listening to it when I am home or, you know, outside or driving, it's the storytelling. Howie tells just great stories because he's had a lifetime in the business and around baseball that the younger guys don't have yet. And it takes time. So if you're going to put, again, no disrespect to Emmanuel, who...
You can sit on my face.
Okay, thank you. Nuts and bolts wise, very good.
Yeah.
He's, what, 24 years old?
Right,
so how can he tell stories from 1982 when he wasn't alive, whereas Howie's got stories going back to Seaver and through the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. And it's just, it's almost like you're listening to a talk show, and then he's giving you the play-by-play in between.
Which is also perfect for the baseball radio
audience. Absolutely, 100%.
That's what they want.
No doubt.
Because they're older, and they love the sport, they love the stories about it. So, something a little different this morning, throwing that out there, and then just some homage to Sam Rosen and all the great play-by-play guys that have come through here. We'll get CeeLo's coming up in a couple of minutes, and we'll get his update as well. It's Boomer and Geo on a feel-good Friday.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.